Today's podcast is on digitalization. Digitalization is most probably the challenge for the next coming years. It's already ongoing. Projects are started in early adopter technology companies. And it's most probably also the key for further process improvements, for further cost savings all over the planet. So it's most probably due to be capable to cope with the new challenges that digitalization will bring us. I had the chance to visit a strategy meeting with high-class companies in Europe, and the audience was pretty impressive. Some very high-class CIOTs from the different companies that today run digitalization or started at least with it, and which most probably are the technical leaders, if you want, in the area, in the market. It was very interesting to listen to this audience, to listen to the meeting, and to get familiar with the biggest challenges they think that the transformation to digitalization will have and is having today. There were three major challenges that was repetitively said. Number one was, how can we get the data from the different systems, assess them, access them, and to improve the ramp up of our new product development. So basically, how to get the data in to make profit from it and have the right conclusions for further product developments, for further product improvements. The second one was, how can we help our customers to analyze their data so that they can make profit from it, so that they can do process improvements within their own area. And the third one was, how do we need to understand and interpret the standards, whether those are ISO standards, whether those are requirements that are coming from the legislation or any other regulations, and how to interpret them, because they are quite complicated in a regulated environment like the medical device manufacturers area. So it was very interesting to learn about those challenges, and at least the last one is also very important for me, because this is what you are facing all the time. What is the standard that you want to build your processes on? What is the standard that you need to build your processes on? What is the structure behind it? What's the structure of knowledge? What's the structure of understanding? And how can you help people to understand what standards, what requirements are really necessary, what are the fundamentals in a regulated area to get this all done? And how do you get access to the people to help you in those transformations? And that is most probably also comparable with what we have done the years before. How can I involve the good personnel that is willing to go into transformation, that is willing to go the next step, that helps to create a better output, that helps to be future safe, future proven. So I guess what you really need is a fundament of robust and strict processes. And what I also learned in the area, and that was a personal learning, was never do the second step before the first one. And the first one for me is clearly build your fundament, build your basis of processes from where you can act, from where you can really build on, if it is process improvement, if it is digitalization, if it is industry 4.0 or whatever it is. If you are not coming to a common sense, a common understanding of what those internal standards are, what those process drivers are, you will never be able to do the second step, to go into digitalization, to go into the transformation. And not only this, I think that also it needs a real top-down approach where the highest management stands behind, give sponsorship to those who need to act, to those who are doing the project management around transformation to digitalization. Here's my personal experience with it. A little background story. In Germany, we have a very complex tax system when it comes to company taxation. So that's the reason why we have a lot of tax advisors who are doing the job for the companies. But to be able for the tax advisors to do this job, they need all vouchers, they need all invoices, they need all the money transfer that is going on in the daily routine in the company to be prepared by the company itself. So what you basically do is you collect all your invoices, all the vouchers that is going on that you are getting in a day-to-day business. You put that in a system, you basically scan all those vouchers and you send them then over to the tax advisor. So you have double work. One is at your own company where you need to have a preparation activity so that the tax advisor can do the job and then basically put the voucher into the right cost center or whatever your structure of that is. So double work, which is ridiculous and which costs a lot of money. It's not only that the company needs to pay the tax advisor for doing the job, it's also that the company needs to hire those in your controlling area that needs to do the preparation of all the invoices and the vouchers. So I am having a traditional tax advisor who is working a lot with paper. Imagine that you need to have hundreds of papers per month and that you then transfer with the post, or you're just sending it to the tax advisor. And the tax advisor again goes through all those invoices and says what needs to go where, so that at the end you will get an overview about your expenses and about your income. So one day I met a tax advisor who told me, you know, I'm going to digitalization, so my services will be no longer the traditional one, but I'm going to transfer to a digital environment. Okay, that sounded great for me. And I was asking that guy, okay, if I would switch over from my tax advisor to you, what would you say is the biggest benefit that I would guess, that I would get from that? And this tax advisor then told me, yeah, you see, I guess that you will spare a lot of time. You will save time that your controlling then can really do work with your controlling itself. So it will free them up to prepare for yourself the right KPIs that you can build your next decisions on. Oh, that sounded really nice for me. So I could save some money, I could save some time in my company, I could most probably get a better overview about where are we spending our money on, where do we do savings, and most probably also where do we get the benefit from. That was really, really interesting. So I said that guy, all right, let's do that. I'm switching over all my tax things to you, and I'm hoping then that we will find a good common cooperation on how we want to do that. Yeah, the deal was made, and basically from that day on, I hoped that I could free up my own controlling so that they could have more time to analyze the data, prepare things for myself where I can build my decisions on. So in the first month, that was a bit rough. My controlling then basically scanned all in again, all the vouchers and invoices, and just sent them over digital via email, via whatever system it was, over to the tax advisor, and it seems at the beginning to work pretty fine. But then at the end of the month, I saw my controlling guys running around in circles, and I saw them under stress. So I asked them, what is the problem here? Why are you having the stress? And the answer was, yeah, you see, it seems that during the digital transformation, during the transfer of the data, some vouchers get lost. Because the tax advisor seems to have problems to find vouchers back in his system, and he's asking constantly, what is this voucher for? Where did you spend this money on? Why did you buy this? For what reason? Where I need to put it in which cost center, and so on. So basically, that was not as good as with the former tax advisor, because my people lost time with rescanning in the vouchers, with resending over the things to the tax advisor. Yeah, at the first month I thought, okay, this is most probably the ramp up process. It needs more of agreement. Most probably need to look into it into more detail, come to conclusions, come to a solution here. So I guess that in the next coming month, this would be no more a problem, because with communication and so on, that's always at the first step quite complicated to get it all done in one step. But the second, the third, and the fourth month, basically it worked the same way. So I was asking my controlling department, hey, how much time do we really save now with the transfer from that traditional tax advisor to the new tax advisor? And the answer was, honestly, not much. Maybe here's 1 hour or two, but overall, in our eyes, it's pretty much the same than before. But there's a disadvantage, because it seems on the other side, at the side of the tax advisor, there's little understanding of what we are really doing. And with the former tax advisor, with our traditional tax advisor, this was pretty clear, because we had conversations once in a week or in a month, and then this all was clear. So there was no basic misunderstanding in communication or whatever. I thought, that is not really a good thing. So I was talking to the tax advisor and asked him, what could we do? And he said, yeah, he's not believing that this is so much of a problem, because this is like common work. This needs communication, and this needs also alignment. I was not really happy with this answer. But anyways, now I had the contract with this new tax advisor. So I thought, all right, we go through it through 1 year, and then we make our conclusions based on what we have learned. And then at the end of the year in Germany, you need to prepare a yearly income thing that is most probably, or that is basically showing all the expenses that you had and all the invoices that you were producing. It's basically showing to the tax authorities what is the tax that you really need to pay. And this is maybe an afterpay, or maybe you will be retaxed, so to say. So that will then be the tax basis for the next year. And during that time, this is a bit stressful for the tax advisor because he needs to prepare then everything again, looks through all the expenses and so on, through all the cost centers, and realizing and verifying that what he has done over the year is correct. So I had never problems with my traditional tax advisor on this one. He was very solid in his work and knew exactly what we are doing over the years. So no problems with that. With a new tax advisor, we made a bad observation because there were 50,000 euros which could not be linked to any cost center, which could not be put into the right cost center. 50,000 euros maybe does not sound too much, but in my business this is quite a bit of money, and if I'm having 50,000 euros or not, it's quite important for me. And the tax authorities are basically also not accepting anything which is not clear. So 50,000 euros, I guess that stands for something like 150, 200 vouchers, invoices or whatever. And so that was really, really then stressful for my controlling, because they needed to go through all the paperwork, through all the vouchers that we have put in over the year, and that cost them another day or maybe one and a half or two. So it was a bit disappointing, to be honest. So I was asking then my controlling department, I was sitting together with them and asking them, hey, what do you think now? What was the switch worth? And I saw big frustration in their eyes. They were disappointed. They said, you know, we thought, and that was a vision, that we could save time with transforming to digitalization. And we thought that with this new tax advisor, we could save time. It's agreed to really do a deep dive in our controlling to understand where do we really spend money on, where are maybe opportunities for saving that we could present to you so that you can base your decisions on. So I said, at the end, you have not spared any time, you have not gained any time for doing that? The answer was no. That was for sure a bit disappointing. To make a long story short, I was switching back to my traditional tax advisor. I have no problems with that anymore, and we are working like before. What's the conclusion now? The conclusion would be for me, or my learning was, never do the second step before the first one. My failure was not to really go deep dive into the processes of my tax advisor to understand how their service really is. And that was most probably a bit naive of myself, because I thought, all right, he's providing a service, so I guess I can build my thing on it. I can build my house on the trust. And most probably the biggest failure was that the new tax advisor never looked really into his processes, never looked really into how his employees are doing the work, and he's not really doing nice control of what they are doing. And that is most probably one of the biggest challenges that I am facing that we all face in the transformation to digitalization. You need to have robust processes on where you can build your digital transformation on. And besides this, you really need to understand in detail what the processes are capable of, what is the output of those processes in traditional way, and what shall be the output when you do your digital transformation. And on top of that, you really need to control again and again that those processes are providing the right output. And if you are able to do that, then it makes perfect sense to do the second step. And that's the transformation then to digitalization. And on top of that, if you are going into digitalization, it's not a switch that you would like to go from traditional to digitalization, but you really need to look into details who is following the transformation process, who is a good early adapter in those, who's really good understanding what the future requirements are. And you are picking those to help you to do the digital transformation. And the other one that you really need is top-down approach with a very strong leadership that is also capable of doing the control of the work. Really make sure that on a step-by-step approach, you're doing those steps. You are doing your project. Otherwise, you will end up like me. Need to go back to the traditional work. For myself, I decided to stay with this for a moment and to see what will come up. And if I'm finding the right tax advisor who's promising me again, well, I went over to digitalization. My learning is I will test this. I will challenge this. And before I'm not really convinced that this will work, I'm not doing this step. I hope you have enjoyed my podcast here on the digital transformation, and maybe you have similar experiences. Maybe you don't dare today to go to digitalization because you believe it's very complicated, or you think that your own set processes are not really valid today to build on them, to do this transformation. I would be happy if you could leave a message for myself or contact me or visit our homepage www.stingorg.de. Thanks for listening and have a great day.